Today's daf is Brachis daf Mem Aleph. We are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Amid Beis Va'al HaNoivlois. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So the Mishnah, a few lines earlier, brought two machloikeses between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Gemara is now going to discuss both. So the first was, Mishnah said, if somebody drinks chaymetz, vinegar, Noivlois, we'll see what that is. Or Gevoy, grasshoppers. Rabbi Yehuda, said, Kol shehu min klala, ein mevarchen alav. Pasha, Rabbi Yehuda is referring back to those three things and says that being that they involve some element of klala, chaymetz is spoiled wine. Noivlois, as we'll see in the Gemara, are dates that have gone bad. Gevoy are grasshoppers that cause problems, as in Makas Arba. So being that these are things that involve klala, it's for that reason Ein Mevarchan Olav, says the Gemara. My Noivlois, what exactly is Noivlois? So there's certain types of dates, but the Gemara's trying to define it a little bit better. Rabbi Lobos Machik, the Samir Ramchadam once said, Bushli Kamra, these are dates that were burnt by the sun. So they spent too much time out in the sun, they got burnt, and as a result, they are damaged. V'chadomer once said, Tamri Daziko, these are dates that the wind blew off the tree. And our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shu min klala, ein mevarchen alav. So Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, regarding noivlois, that being that they involve klala, even though it's a fruit, and you should make a bracha, not just any bracha, boir priya eitz, but Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, ein mevarchen alav, because it involves a little bit of klala. Bishlam in the mandama bushli kamri. Bishlam according to the mandama that says that these are dates that were out in the sun, they're burnt, they're damaged, it involves klala. Haimin du karli min klala. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's min klala, you don't make a bracha on it. El lamandam atamri dezika. But according to mandama that says that they're regular dates, they were just blown off the tree by the wind. My min klala. What exactly is the min klala? So the Gemara says, a chidish asha ara. Anochinami. Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Koshu min klala ein mevarchen olav, wasn't going back on all three things that the Mishnah mentioned. Meaning the Mishnah said, ala chaymetz, vala noivlois, vala goivoy, oy meshakol niyem bedvari. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kol Shu Min Klala Eim Mevarchen Olav. Pasha, Rabbi Yehuda is referring back to those three things. Says the Gemara, no, he was actually referring back to two out of those three. Kol Shu Min Klala, the two of the three that are Min Klala, Chaymetz and Goivoy, on those things you don't make a bracha. But as it relates to Noivlois, there's no reason not to make a bracha. Ikeda Amri, some reach the same conclusion, not from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, but rather from the Chachamim Shita. What does that mean? Bishleim Lamanda Amar, Bushli Kamri, Bishlam, according to Manama, that says that noivlois are dates that were damaged by the sun. I understand the Chachamim Shita that you make a shahakal. You don't make ha'etz that you would usually make for dates, but rather you make a shahakal. But according to Manama, that says that these are regular dates, they were just blown off the tree. Shahakal. Should you make a bayir priya etz? So the Gemara says, must be then that even the Chachamim Shita doesn't work in terms of noivlois, if you understand that noivlois in the Mishnah means tamri daziki. So the Gemara explains as follows. You're right. Ela ben noivlois stoma kula amaloi pligi the bush the kamri. You have to say, whenever the Mishnah, anywhere, whether it's in Perakeitz of Avarchim, or if you find this word used someplace else, and it says simply the word noivlois, what it means is dates. Not ordinary dates, but dates that were damaged. In our Mishnah, being that they're damaged, the Chachamim hold, instead of a Bayer Priya Eitz, the bracha gets downgraded to Shakal Niyah Bedvarei. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, it's min klala, you don't make a bracha at all. Meaning everybody agrees, however, that the Noivlis in our Mishnah are Bushli Kamra. Ki pligi, what then is this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? This machlokes amayuraim ben noivlois tomorrow. It was discussing not the term noivlois that sometimes appears, but rather noivlois tomorrow. So tomorrow is a date. Noivlois is the same word, but apparently where it says noivlois tomorrow, there was a machlokes amayuraim. Does it mean the same thing it means when the Tana uses the word noivlois, or maybe being that the Tana used a different word, instead of saying noivlois, they use noivlois tomorrow, so that's a clue that it actually means something else. And it was there that there was a machlokes. Number one, where do you find this term of noivlois tomorrow? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah mesechtes demai, hakan l'shebet demai. So what's demai? If somebody buys peiros from an Amma Oretz, midrabanan, he's obligated to be mafresh meiser. Meaning, midda iraisa, you can assume, roiv chazaka, that the Am Ha'aretz, even though he's a chashur on some level, that he doesn't observe the halachas of Chumas and Maishas, but we can be okay that he probably did what he was supposed to do. The Rabbanon, however, were concerned, and the Rabbanon said that if you buy something for Nama Oretz, you have to be Mafesh Trumas V'Maaser. Stating that, being that the whole obligation, the whole din demai is a din de Rabbanon, so the Chachamim instituted certain kulois. So the Mishnah over there lists different food items that if you buy them from an Amma Aretz, you could be Mekel, and you don't have to be Mafas Trumas or Maisers, meaning the laws of demai don't apply. Being that the laws of demai, again, are inherently mid de Rabbanon, so you find certain kulois. So the Mishnah says, Hakal and Shebet Demai, this is an example, Hashisin, the Harimin, the Uzradin, B'noi Shuach, U'B'noi Shikma, the Gufnin, the Nitzbin, the Noivlois Temor. And the Gemara goes and explains all these things. Shisin, what is that? Omer Rabba Bar Barchanam Rabbi Yoichanam Minte Enim. It's a certain type of fig. Rimin, candy. Ha'uzradin, tulshi. Benoy Shuach, Omer Rabba Barchanam Rabbi Yoichanam Te'eni Chivart. It's a white fizz. Benoy Shikma, Omer Rabba Bar Barchanam Rabbi Yoichanam Duvli. Sycamore dates. Gufnin, Shili Gufni, certain types of grapes. Nitzva, this is the infamous caperberry. Pircha, Neuvlois Tamara, and here we have the Machlek. It's Rabbi Lover, Rabbi Chadam, one said, Bushli Kamra. The Chadam, the other one said, Tamri Dazika. The point is that the Machlek is Amiram that we have. What Neuvlois is wasn't referring to our Mishnah, rather, it was referring to a different Mishnah, the Mishnah Masach Tisnai. The Mishnah that refers to these dates is not Neuvlois Stama, but rather Neuvlois Tamara. Again, as it relates to Neuvlois Stama, the can't be a Machlek. We're clearly talking about something that's a min klo. We're talking about something that according to the Chachamim gets downgraded from an Itz to Shahakal. We're talking about something that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't make a bracha at all. It must be something that's physically damaged. What is that? It's the Neuvlois that were out in the sun too much. There can't be a Machloikas Amiram about that. Machloikas Amiram was regarding something completely different. Nothing to do with being damaged, but rather it's a Mishnah, Masechtas Mai. There's certain foods that the Chachamim will make. They said you don't have to be Mafras, Chumas, and Maisers when you buy it from Am Aretz. One of them was Neuvlois Tamara, and there you have a Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zeira, Chad Amar, Bushli Kamra. It's the same Neuvlois as in our Mishnah. The other man Amar said Tamri Dazik. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, the man Amar, Bush. I understand according to Mandama that says Bokshli Kamra. Hainu Diktonia Kam Shabid Mai. I understand why it's in that Mishnah, meaning Sveikonu the Potter Havadon Chai. From the fact that these Neuvlois are mentioned in that Mishnah, you see two things. Number one, you see that if you buy it from an Am Aretz, don't worry about Mai. But you see something else. You see that these things are all subject to the laws of Trumas and Maisers. Because if it wasn't subject to Trumas and Maisers at all, then why are we having a conversation about Demai? Demai is a detail within the world of Trumas and Maisers. If you have food that's not subject, right, there's no sugi of Demai if you buy chicken from an Amaretz, because you're not mafish Trumas and Maisers. From chicken. So if there's a discussion of Demai related to Neuvlois Tamara, that means there's Hilchas Maisers of Neuvlois Tamara. The Gemara's question is that if it Neuvlois are Bushli Kamri, I understand that their dates, their chayv and chumas and maestres, kamash malon, they fall into the mission of akal shabbat demai. If you buy it for Amma Aretz, you don't have to worry about elamando matamri dezika. But if these are tamarim that fell off the tree because the wind blew them off, vadon chayv, then they shouldn't be subject to chumas and maestres at all. Meaning, you're telling me that if it for sure is not meusar, it's for sure tevel, you have to give chumas and maestres, hefker ininu, it's hefker. If it fell off the thing, you think it's hefker. If it's hefker, you're part of chumas and maestres. So the Gemara says, we're talking about where somebody went, he gathered it from hefker, true, but he made a pile from it. Oh, once you make a pile, even from hefker, now already you chayv and chumas and maestres, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this is chumas and maestres 101. Halakav ha-shikva peyo, shasong goyim, if an oni collects like a chikhan peyo, so he doesn't have to be mafis chumas and maestres, he doesn't have to pay taxes on it. He collected it. This is his matnas anim. However, if he's a son goyren, if he makes a pile from it, now he looks like he's a balabayas. So now there's already a marasayan component. So once he makes a goyren out of it, now he has to be marfish, chumas v'maicher, hook full of meiser. The point is that we're talking about where he made a pile from it. Even if it's tamri daziki, it would still make sense that the laws of demai should be discussed. Ikad amri, some had a different comment on this machalik samriyo. That the gemara said, bishlam, the man damai tamri daziko, hainu dahach that says that it's Tamri Ziko. So I understand why the Mishnah Perakets and Mavarchim refers to Neuvlois, and the Mishnah in Mesechtes Mai refers to Neuvlois tomorrow. They're not the same thing. Neuvlois in our Mishnah are the damaged Tamarim, the ones that stayed on the tree too long, or they were out in the sun too long, and the Neuvlois Tamar are the ones that were blown off by the wind. Elo, Lamando, Amma, Bushli, Kamri, Nisni, Idividi, Neuvlois Tamar, or Idividi, Neuvlois Tamar. Then why aren't we being consistent? Why are here we calling it Neuvlois, and then Neuvlois, if it's the same thing? And the Gemara says Kasha, which means it's a good question, but Mekenza Chanetza gave. And there's an answer that you can give, Excel. So before we go weiter and discuss the second part of the Mishnah, just one ha'ara, and that is, so we have here a machloikis between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding food that's a min klala. And the Mishnah gave three examples. One was chaimetz, that's spoiled wine. Noivlois, these are dates that are somewhat spoiled. And gaivoy are grasshoppers. Where Rabbi Yehuda holds that, being that it's a min klala in mevarchan olav, the Chachamim hold that you make a bracha, but you don't make the regular bracha that you would think you should make. Rather, the bracha gets downgraded to the lowest common denominator, which is the bracha is a shahakol niyeh bedvarim. But we have an idea that on a min klala, you downgrade the bracha. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, you don't make a bracha at all, which is interesting. First of all, Chazal say, Kishem Shem Mevarchin al HaToiv, Kach Mevarchin al Hara. So just because something is a min klala, why does that necessarily mean that it should change its Hilchas brachas? But Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is even more of a chiddush, because why do you make a bracha before you eat? What's Pashup Pshat, why you make a bracha? The Gemara says, Svarahu, Asul Adam, So because it's a min klala, you're eating a grasshopper and you're preparing it and it's geshmak, so why shouldn't you make a bracha? What happened to the svara of asul adam sheyahana ma'il ma'zebalei bracha? So it's something to think about, but I'll just tell you one interesting tzushtel that I saw from Rav David Yoel Weiss, and I saw it also from Rav Elio Greenzeig, so two tremendous talmidei chachamim, tremendous bikir, Sinai's, and they were both mitzayin the same maramakim to our Mishnah, and that is a chiddush that the Avodram brings from one of the Rishonim. The context over there is not Birchas Hananim, which is what we're discussing, but rather it's Birchas HaMitzvos. And the Avodram is struggling to understand why is it that on some mitzvahs you make a bracha, Leishet Pasuka, it's that. Etc., etc. And then there's some brachas or some mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha. So what's the pshat? So he says like this: Klal yishal davar mikol oisim mitzvahs asay sheman and bal hilchis gedolos mipnei mamavarchan al miktzas and kigun tzuka velulav shayfet tzitzis tefillah mezuzah sviras oimer nerchanukah mitgila vadoim lehen umiktzas and emavarchan alav. So he says v'tzorachani mesiras mafteach. I need a key. I need a mafteach. I need to unlock this mystery. And one thing he says clear, if you're going to try to say one yisoid, one chabura that's going to somehow reconcile which brachas, mitzvahs, yeah, which mitzvahs, nah, he said it's going to be impossible. Because there's no way to come up with one consistent thing. He says it must be that there are many reasons why for certain mitzvahs you don't make a bracha. And he goes page after page after page. And he says important yesoidis that are quoted by the Achroinim, why it is that regarding certain mitzvahs you don't make a bracha. Toich dvarav, meaning in the course of this conversation, he says one thing. Ani mevar zehatam. I want to give you one other important idea that's going to explain some of the mitzvahs why we don't make brachas. Kol mitzvah sheyesh ba kilkol acherim. Any mitzvah that involves kilkol for somebody else, ein mevarchan olea. Mipnei shenira kemoida al oisai kilkol. Because you're acting as if you're happy about this. Listen to his examples. Umikan yotzu elu shu masker. Viyotzu maton olani. He says, why is it when you give tzedakah, you don't make a bracha? Doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's such an incredible mitzvah. The geula is going to come in the schus of tzedakah. It's one of the three amudim that the world stands on. So why don't you make a brichas hamitzvahs? And on he comes, you should make a bracha b'shem ha-malchus. Says David Ram, you know why you don't do it? Because you're being moidah la-kalkala. It's very nice that you feel good that you're giving this yid tzedakah. But how does he feel? He has to take the tzedakah for you? So you're going to make a bracha b'shem ha-malchus on the fact that he has to come on to you for tzedakah? He says, "V'kriya l'meis tanchumei avel." Imagine someone goes to be Menachem Avil and makes a birchas of mitzvahs. It's not fair. Ubikur choylem the efsher could be azivas leket shikhu peyach kayoytzavehen v'chein asiyas adin lebalei dinim b'nei sheish nigzel v'olav. Sometimes the dinim don't work out the way they're supposed to work out. Somebody was wronged in this picture. The point is, says the Avudram, that if there's an idea of an element of klala, you don't make a bracha. V'harbe mehem nichnas in tachas atamaze. He says, with this yesod, you'd be able to explain a lot of mitzvahs. Regardless, says Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, and said Rabbi Elio Greenzeig, he says, this Svara that the Avudram brings, he doesn't bring any makar to it. He brings it from one of the Rishonim, but he doesn't bring any makar to it. He says, L'chura, the makar is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos. Now, why probably the Avudram not bring the Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos? First of all, the Mishnah is discussing Birchas Hanen, and this is Birchas HaMitzvahs. That's obvious. But this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't pasker like Rabbi Yehuda. But the point is, Afa Pisha Eirayu L'Dover, Zeichel L'Dover, for sure, there's definitely some remez over here. But it's interesting that any time a mitzvah involves any klala, any kilkel, and the degree to which the Avudram was sensitive to this, even tzedakah, for example, it's not something you're supposed to make a bracha. Just one sushta, we've spoken that already a few times. We mentioned this yesterday, fleetingly. The Shita say Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that Berachas HaMitzvahs is not a din derabanan, but rather midday raisi, before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. The Charedim wrote a pirish. The Charedim wrote a pirish on the Yerushalmi. And in the Charedim's pirish on the Yerushalmi, this is all in Parakeit Samavarchim, so he says as follows, Kein Matzah he used to make a bracha when he gave tzedaka, or when he was malvalani. It's not the Rajba was asked why this is the way it is. And the Rajba struggled. He tried to come up with a rule of why sometimes yeah, why sometimes not. So we have an avajon. But the point is, the Charedi brings from Eliyahu, the Rabbi Eliyahu, I was thinking it could be Rabbi Eliyahu was going like the Yerushalmi, because the truth is the Yerushalmi says that Birchas HaMitzvahs is not a Derabanan. Birchas HaMitzvahs is the Reis. Uminayin shekol HaMitzvahs to Unais Bracha. Rab Tanchuma, Rab Abba Bar Kana B'Shem Rab Elazar. The end of the Chaz Luchas Eben V'Atayr V'Mitzvahs. Hikish Tayr L'Mitzvahs. Ma Tayr Tuna Bracha. Af Mitzvah Tuna Bracha. It's a Deraisa. It's a Drasha, number one. Number two, it's learned from Birchas HaTayr, which the Talmud Bavli also says is a deraisa. But two things. Number one, minayin shekol hamitzvahs tuna is bracha. Right? Doesn't it sound like all mitzvahs require a bracha? That's what it sounds like. There's no manishtanu elu miyelu, all mitzvahs. But the truth is, it's poshut that it has to be this way. It's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. Because the Yerushalmi has a drasha. Meaning, for us, Birchas HaMitzvahs is a derabanan. So if it's a derabanan, so you could start making up svaras. You could slice it and dice it any way you want to. In the world of derabanan, there's a hey mamru, we can start getting creative. Oh, there's an element of klolos. Hey, you're not going to make a bracha. But if it's a din d'oraisa, then I don't think you have a lot of leeway. It is what it is. Minayin shekol habrachas. Regardless, it could be in the Yerushalmi's world where Birchas HaMitzvahs is a d'oraisa, it would make sense that you should make a bracha on all mitzvahs. We don't paskel like the Yerushalmi, we paskel like the Bavli, it's only the Rabbanon. If it's a Rabbanon, so at any rate, you could say Svaras this way, you could say Svaras that way, when yeah, when not, and that's what Avudram was trying to understand. He says he doesn't have a short answer, any answer is going to be 30 pages long, but the point is one Yisai, that if there's any element of Klala, we invoke, if not Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but for sure the spirit of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that kol shu min Klala, so the second part of the mission discussed again a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chumash. There's a lot of Rabbi Yehuda and parakeits and mevarchin. What was the second machloikis? I'm reading from the Mishnah. If somebody had a lot of foods in front of him and he sits down to eat, then he has to start making brachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im yesh b'nei min shiva, if one of the foods is from the Shiva Saminim, all of whom Mavarech. He should make the bracha on the food that's from the Shiva Saminim." The Chachamim say, no, Mavarech Aleizim Em Chiyetza. There's no idea to make a bracha dafka from the Shiva Saminim, but rather you can make a bracha on any one of the foods that you want. So the Gemara really, from here until the end of the daf, or until the point of the daf that we're going to stop, is going to discuss the Shiva Saminim. So let's just refresh our memory. What exactly is or are the Shiva Saminim? So the Shiva Saminim are mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Ekev. The Pasuk says Hashem is talking to the Yidin, Vishamartis mitzvahs Hashem, or Moshe, this is Mishnah Torah, Hashem alokecha lelechas bedrocha v'liyaroisei. Why? Ki Hashem alokecha mibiyachal eretz toivah. Hashem is taking you into an Eretz Toiva. Eretz Nachli Moyim Ayonois Utoimois Yoitzin Babiku Vahar. So Moshe Rabbeinu first describes the geography of Eretz Yisrael a little bit. There's Nachalei Moyim, Ayonois, Tahoimois, Yoitzin, Babiku, Bahar. Then Moshe continues, and then he says, you want to know what Eretz Yisrael is? It's an Eretz, it's a land where there's Chita, Usa'oira, Vigethen, Uteena, Verimoin, Eretz Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. He singled out seven minim seven things that grow naturally in Eretz Yisrael. Now Moshe Rabbeinu continued. He said it's an Eretz that doesn't just have those seven things. What did the Gemara say? Even peppercorn. Eretz asher avoneh barzel. Umeharei tachnif sechoshes. V'alchalke v'savavto v'erachtas Hashem alokecha l'oretz ha'toyv asher nasalach. So two things. First of all, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't just mention the Shivas Hamidim. There's other things going on in these psukim. So there are other things that clearly represent Shvachay Shal Eretz Yisrael. But as relates to the foods, he mentioned seven minim. Chita, which is wheat. Sa'ir is barley. Gefen, grapes. Te'en is a fig. Rimon is a pomegranate. Zeis Shemen. So what does Zeis Shemen mean? Is it the Zayas, which is the olive? Or is it the Shemen, which is the oil? So Rashi says, Zeisim Ha'isim Shemen. It's the olive. It's not the shemen. It's the olive. Why then does it say zay shemen? So the Marsha in Masechtas Hoiriyah says, because the Gemara says that a zayas is kashal l'shikcha. It causes a person to forget his learning. So the Torah didn't want to say zayas, because although it's shvachay shel Eretz Yisrael, but there's a min klolo there as well. It's kashal l'shikcha. It causes a person to forget his learning. So we mentioned the zay shemen. And finally, dvash, which means honey, but specifically it's dvash tamarim, which is why very often the tamar is referred to as one of the shivas aminim, because the dvash that the pasuk means isn't just any dvash, but it's honey specifically that comes from base. So the Torah mentioned these seven minim, which means that these seven minim have to be special. There's something unique. There's something special about the seven minim. Now you find in halacha, there's a whole masechta that's predicated on shivas aminim. Masechtas Bikurim. Right, so we're familiar with the mitzvah of Bikurim, and the Torah says regarding Bikurim, the lokachta meireshes kol priya adama. And Rashi and Chumash already, in the beginning of Parashas Kisavai, quotes the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says, velokachta meireshes, says Rashi, veloy kol reshes, she'en kol haperes chayomim bebikurim. Not all peres bechayiv and Bikurim, ela shivas haminim belvad. Only the shivas haminim. How do you know that? Nemrakan Eretz. Because it says the word Eretz over here in the beginning of Parashas Kisavai. Never lahal in Eretz Chita Soir v'goymer. Ma lahal in Shivas Aminim shen shtapcha Eretz Yisrael. Avkan mishevach Eretz Yisrael shen Shivas Aminim. Regardless, the Shivas Aminim are the peiros shen shtapcha v'em Eretz Yisrael. It's only for these peiros is a chiv bikurim. And as we're going to see in the Gemara right now, that Shivas Aminim have a very unique place in Hilchis Pirchas Hanenin in the sugyas of Ketzah Mevarch. This machloikis that we had in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, where if somebody's sitting around and he has a lot of foods and it's time to make a bracha, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Im yesh beineyem min shiva olavu mevarich. The Chachamim say no, mevarich aleizim em shiyetz. So Yehuda said this machloikis is only bishabirchaseim shavais. So you're sitting down, you want to eat, you have a pomegranate and you have an apple. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to make a bar priyet, make it on the pomegranate. According to the Chachamim, aleizem mehen sheyirtza. To Rabbi Yehuda, sabr, Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva adif. Not, you're making a bracha, make it on the shivas aminim. Rabbanon savri, Rabbanon old, min chavav adif. That no, it's not shivas aminim adif, but rather min chavav adif. Now Rashi speaks out, min chavav adif, l'chura, the Mishnah didn't say anything about chavav. What did the Mishnah say regarding the Chachamim Shita? It said, aleizem mehen sheyirtza, which makes it sound like you could do whatever you want. So Rashi says, you see clearly, ula hel, that aleizem sheyirtza doesn't mean it's a hefkervel. Aleizem shemitza means the one that you want to eat. That's the point. It's not that there's no cheshmer. Everybody agrees it's a cheshmer. The question is, what is the koveya? Is it shivas aminim or is it the minchav? But the point that Ula is trying to make is that this halacha is only true if you're making one bracha. So the question is, am I making the bracha on the pomegranate or am I making the bracha on the apple? So over there, there's a question. Min shiva adif or chaviv adif. Let's say eating two things. You're sitting down, you have pomegranates, and you're going to eat a piece of meat. So on this, you're going to make a shahakal, and on that, you're going to make a bar priyates. So over there, divrei akol mevarech chazeh, v'chayz mevarech chazeh. Then you can do whatever you want. There's no svar of min shiva adif. There's no svar of chaviv adif. Or the point is the halacha is only true where I'm making one bracha, and the bracha that I'm making is going to work for the two foods. So should the bracha be on this or should the bracha be on that? But we're regardless of making two brachas. It's just a question of the order. The order doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So what's the difference? Anyways, making two brachas. Do you want to make this bracha first? Do you want to make that bracha first? Well, I'm going to make one bracha. So if I don't make the bracha on the pomegranate, then I'm never going to make a bracha on the pomegranate. So there's a svara. Make the bracha on the perish and the shtapcha and Eretz Yisrael. Or the Chachamim will make the bracha on the thing that's chavav. But in the event that you're going to be making two brachas anyways, so in that case, there's no such halacha. So the Gemara says, Meisvei. If somebody had a tznoin, a radish in front of him, and he had a zayas, he had an olive. So the halacha is mevarech al tznoin, upaytes hazayas. So he makes a bracha on the tznoin, and he doesn't have to make a bracha on the zayas. So what's the kasha? So the kasha the Gemara is asking is that these are two things that have different brachas. Because the tznoin you make a bayir priya adama, and the zayas you make a bayir priya eitz. And it sounds like from here that once you make the adama on the tznoin, you're not going to have to make the eitz on the zayas, even though they're different brachas. Now what would be the svara? What do you mean? One's adama, one's eitz. The teretz is because adama b'diyevet always patters the eitz. But you see that it's possible to make one bracha, not two brachas, for two foods. This is a technicality that are in birchay seim shavos. Because even though the katchila they're not birchay seim shavos, but b'diyevet they are birchay seim shavos. So what's Ula saying? That the machloikis is only bishop birchay seim shavos? Not true. This machloikis could also be negay kishay birchay seim shavos. Meaning the Gemara is not questioning the rationale of Ula. The Gemara is nitpicking on what Ula said. The rationale, I got it. When you're making one bracha, that's when you have this halacha. If you're making two brachas, the order doesn't matter, so it doesn't make sense that you should have this halacha. Got it. But is that, does that mean that the only time this halacha is negeya b'shebir chaseim shavis? No, the halacha could be k'shebir chaseim shavis also. Because what if one is adama, one is eitz? The adama is more inclusive than the eitz. We saw the Mishnah Daf Mem Amidav that b'diyevet the adama works for the eitz. Because the ikar of the Elon comes from the right. So the point is that's a possibility. So if that's a possibility, why is this halacha only true? So the Gemara says no. Really, if the foods have two different brachas, if you make a hadama on one, it can't patter the ha'etz. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph was, and this is true, halacha l'maisa. That was true if you pick up a fruit that's really supposed to be bayir priya eitz, and you make on it a bayir priya adama. So then the halacha is, but the eved, you don't make another bracha. The adama works for the eitz. But if I have two foods in front of me, one's adama, one's eitz. I made a adama on the food that's supposed to be adama. So do you say that being that I have an adama ready, I'm not going to make a eitz? That, of course not. Where I made the wrong bracha on the food that I'm eating now, oh, that's where it works. But if I make a bracha and it wasn't the wrong bracha, it was the right bracha for the food for which it's the right bracha, we don't say that if I have two foods in front of me that both are eitz, I make a eitz on one, I don't have to make a eitz on the other one. But I have two foods in front of me, one's adama, one's eitz, and I made adama on the one that's supposed to be adama. You don't say, oh, I made adama, oh, eitz, but the eved pater becomes pater with adama. The point is that's why this halacha is on the gate. So what does it mean there by the tznoin and the zayas? How come I askin is that tznoin eker? That brisa that says that if you had tznoin and zayas, you make a bracha on the tznoin, you don't have to make a bracha on the zayas. It doesn't mean because the bracha on the tznoin works for the zayas, because b'di eved adama works for eitz. It's talking about where it was one tafsha, it was one food. The tznoin was the primary, and the zayas was the second. Ihochi emosayif. Rabbi Yehuda argued on that halacha. He said mevarach al zayas, shazayas bimin shiva. He said no, you should make a bracha on the zayas. Now, if you're going to tell me it's one food, then why is Rabbi Yehuda telling me to make a bracha on the zayas? Again, it's one food, and the zayas is the tafel. The lesson of Rabbi Yehuda had it's not kosher ikar bimay tefil mevarach al ikar paytas hatfil. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the halacha of ikar and tafel. V'chitem hachinami, maybe he doesn't, but hachinami the lesson of Tanya. But we know for sure that he does because we learned in the Brayse. Rabbi Yehuda says that machmas tznoin ba'zayas. He said a mafurish that if you have a tzloin and a zayas together, and the tzloin is the ikra, the zayas is the tafel, you make a bracha on the tzloin, not on the zayas. The Gemara says, "Loi lam tzloin ikra." Skina, really, we're talking about what the tzloin was the ikra. V'chi pligi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan ben Milsachri tiki pligi. Meaning, it's true. This brisa that the Gemara introduced is hard to make sense of in light of what we're discussing now. So what we're going to have to do is some reconstructive surgery on the brisa, and then everything will be fine. And the Gemara invokes the words v'chasurei mechzer v'hachiktari, which means that we're going to move some pieces. Says the Gemara like this: Ha, you lefan of tznoin v'zayis b'varach al tznoin b'varach al tznoin. Somebody had a tznoin, a zayis in front of him. He makes a bracha on the tznoin, not on the zayis. B'med varim amurik shat tznoin iker. Avaleinat tznoin iker debrakom b'varach al zeh v'chayzim b'varach al zeh. That's only true if the tznoin was the iker. Then you have to make a bracha on the zayis because the zayis is the tafel. But let's say the tznoin wasn't the iker. Everybody agrees. You have to make two brachas. What about two completely different meanings? The way Ula understood it. The point is, if it's an ikker and a tafel, everybody needs to make a bracha on the ikker, not on the tafel. What's this machloikis reading the chachamim going on over there? Oh, it's a completely different thing. Complete two things where it says, meaning it's our Mishnah. The machloikis reading the chachamim in that brisa, after the chasurei mechzer, after the bamedvar mamurim, after everything that the Gemara did, it ends up being the same exact machloikis. There's no kashas. says the Gemara, Pligi bar Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So again, regarding the machloikis in our Mishnah, the Mishnah seems straightforward. It's clearly not. Hayu lefanav minim harbi. A person had a lot of foods in front of him. He's sitting down, he wants to eat. So what should he do as far as brachas goes? Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's shivas aminim, perish in the shtabchem in Eretz Yisrael, you make the bracha in the shivas aminim. The Chachamim said, mevorech aleizahem sheyirtza. The Gemara began its discussion with a comment from the Amora Ula. Ula said, the whole machloikis is where you're making one bracha. I mean, if you're going to make two brachas anyways, do what you want. If you're making one bracha, that's where there's a halacha. Should the bracha be on the perish and the shtabchem Eretz Yisrael, or al ezem em sheyirtza, which Ula understand means the chavim. What? Meaning, what's better? Is the chaviv better, or is it the perish and the shtabchem Eretz Yisrael better? So the Gemara says, but not all Amoraim agreed with Ula. Pligi bar Rav Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadam once said Machloikis Bishop Birchaseim Shavis, like Ula said. Rabbi Yudah Savim in Shiva, other Rabbanah Savim in Chavav, the Avashim Birchaseim Shavis, the Rakob, Varachazev, Chazim, Varachazev, Chadamar. But the other Amir said, no. Af Bishayin Birchaseim Shavis, Ami Machloikis. This Machloikis is true, even if the two foods don't have the same brach. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, the Madam Bishayim Shavis, Machloikis. Shapra, I understand what the Machloikis is. Everything we just mentioned. Elo, the Madam Bishayim Birchaseim Shavis, Pligi. Then my Pligi, meaning what is the Machloikis? He's making two brachas anyways. So what is the Machloikis? Rabbi Yirmi Lahakta, very simple. The Machlokes is which bracha you should make first. Says the Gemara, where do you find that there's an idea of being makdim, meaning which bracha you should make first or which food you should eat first? So the Gemara says there's precedence already for this idea of lahakdim in the world of brachas. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'item Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hamukdim b'pasik zeh. Muktim lebracha. This next Gemara is classic. That in the parsha of the Shivas Aminim, that pasik that we mentioned in the intro to this portion of the daf, Eretz Chita Usa Oira VeGefen UTeina VeRimoin Eretz Hashem UNedvash. So the pasuk lists the Shivas Aminim in a certain order. The order in that pasuk is very, very bidyuk. Kol hamuktim bePasuk Zeh muktim lebracha. Meaning, if you have those foods in front of you, and by the way, not all the foods have the same bracha, so you should make the bracha first based on the item that's mentioned earlier in the pasuk. Shenema eretz chita soyer gefen teina v'riman eretz eishchem nevash. Pligi the Rab Chanan. The Gemara says, and this is not like Rab Chanan. Dam Rab Chanan. Rab Chanan said that the idea of that pasuk is not to tell me the peros in a certain order, so I should know regarding hilchas brachos which food I should make a bracha on first, which food I should eat first, but rather kol pasuk kulei l'shiurim nemar. That pasuk is coming to tell me halach is related to shiurim nemar chita. For example, the first one is chita. What does chita have to do with shiurim? The Tanah, we're going to the Mishnah. If somebody enters a house, that's a mitzayra. So a person can become a mitzayra. Clothing can become a mitzayra. A house can be a mitzayra. So if somebody enters a beis hamenugah, if he had he was holding things on his shoulder, he was holding his shoes, his rings. As soon as he and his kelim enter the house, it all becomes tummy. How you love Caleb Asan the Baraka? Let's say he was wearing his clothing, he was wearing his rings, he was wearing his shoes. Then that's why who tummy miyad? He becomes tummy right away. They hang tahirim, they remain tahar adchi yisha until he stays there a little bit of time. How much time? Bikdei achilas pras. The amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Okay. What type of bread? Paschitin. Veloy pasoyer. Bread that's made from wheat, not bread that's made from barley. How should he be eating it? Should he be like fressing it? No, mesav, like a mensch, b'haseba, v'oichlam b'liftan, he should be dipping it into something. The point is that you see chitim relative to a shear. Which shear? An obscure shear. Hanichnas lebeis ha-menuga, he becomes tameh, right? There's a concept of tumas oil by mitzayra. Sorry, chashav kemes, it's a concept of a tumas oil. The clothing that he's wearing, the clothing that he's carrying becomes tameh right away. The clothing that he's wearing does not become tameh right away. And when does it become tummy? The amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Oh, chitin. That's chita. Chita was said regarding the shear. This shear. Sa'ira. What's the shear of sa'ira? It's not. Etzem ki sa'ira. A bone the size of a sa'ira is metame b'mago b'masa v'ene metame oil. This is a bone of a human corpse. So it's metame, not oil, but it's metame b'mago b'masa. But what's the shear? What's the shear of an etzem in order for it to be metama? It has to be the shear of a sa'ira, of a barley. Gefen, what's gefen? Kidei revias yayin lenazar. It's the shear of the nazar. Now, the nazar is not allowed to eat gefen, but that's not what we mean. What we mean is a nazar is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to eat anything that's grape-related. How much of it is he not allowed to eat? A shear revias. which is a little bit of a chiddush, because Revi is usually think of in terms of liquid shiurim. Here we're talking about the Nazir, who, granted, can't drink a glass of wine, which is a liquid, but also can't eat solids. But all the shiurim of a Nazir are related to a liquid. So you find sometimes that liquids have a shiur of a kizayis, Israchilas Dam. Over the years, we've spoken out Torah for a Chaim, etc., etc. There's a lot of raid on this. But here you have in the reverse. You have a solid that has a liquid shear. So what's the shear? It's the shear of a Revius Yayin. Revius is always a Revius Halug. A Revius Yayin, that's the shear of all the Macholes Asurais of the Nazar. That's what Geffen represents. Te'ena, that's a fig. Greatest Light on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Can't carry food, can't carry anything. What's the shear of how much food you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? The size of a fig. Remind, what is pomegranate? What does that have to do with Shiurim? Kol Kli Balabatim, it's Negeya. The halacha of Tumah V'Tayrifs, of Balabayis, as opposed to a professional, has a keli, it became Tameh. So how you metire a keli? So, I mean, there's different ways you can be metire. You can be toivola. But one of the things you do with a keli is if it has a hole in it, so now it's not something that could be used anymore, so we deem it to be tahar. How big does the hole have to be? If it's the keli of a balabayis, shiurim kuri minim. Eretz zeh shemen, what shear do you have related to a zayas? I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Eretz shekol shiur, what do you mean? All the shiurim are zayas. Vedimar kol shiur. So kodayt of ikah hanach tamar. We just mentioned a few that are not. So what do you mean all? Eretz shiurim shiur, because zayas. Dvash, what's dvash? So dvash again is the dvash of the tamar. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat a kezias. I mean, you're not allowed to eat a kezias, it's a chatzi shir, but the point is that the real shir of Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is not a kezias, but rather it's a large date. Where do you find date related to shiurim? That's the vash, says the Gemara, that we seem to have a machloikis over here. I mean, it's an interesting machloikis at first glance, and the Gemara will acknowledge that in 1 second. But at first glance, just now, as far as a havamina goes, we have a machloikis. You have the shivas haminim. Pashup shad is, the Torah was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden, this is a land, trust me, you want this land. So do everything you're supposed to do. Serve Hashem, fear Hashem, love Hashem. Because you're going into a place that's not shayach. And one of the things that he mentions is that this is the land that has chita v'sa'ira. But there's some drasha that we're supposed to take out of here. And the Gemara has a machloikis. One man d'amah says, you know what the drasha is? The shivas haminim were written in a certain order. Why this order? Because it's negei hilchas brachas. When you're sitting down to eat, there's an idea being makdim, the food or the bracha that's most chashiv. The order that it's written in, that's the one that's the most chashiv. The other man d'amah said, no, the reason these seven things are written, or the halacha that's meant to be taken out of these things, is shiurim, says the Gemara of Idach. So again, the Manda Amar that holds that it's here to teach me the halacha is in Birchas Hanenin. How does he know the shiurim? Or shouldn't he use it for the shiurim? The Gemara says, no, Hanis shiurim behed your miksivi. What the pasuk says, anything about shiurim? Ela midir abanon v'kras machdabal. This is not a dinde reisa. But rather, all this pasuk is an asmachta. Now, shiurim adur abanon, shiurim not adur abanon. Shiurim are halacha l'moish misina. Shiurim chatzitzu mechitzin, we know, are halacha l'moish misina. So the word adur abanon over here is being used loosely, but in fact, if you look on the side, agoyis v'tziyoinim ela hilchasininu. There are other places, some people have the gears of hilchasin, but the point is, that's not a real drush. Let's talk to Gemara. This note, one postscript. Rav Chizda v'Rav Amnuna haviyasvi besudas. They were sitting and eating a suit together. Aisle kamayu tamir v'rimoini. And someone brought tamarim and rimoinim. So tamarim are dates, rimoinim are pomegranate. Shoka Rav Amnuna, baruch hatamri b'resha. So Rav Amnuna went and he made a bracha on the tamarim. Only Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda told Rav Amnuna, lo yisfir leimar lahad amir Rav Yosef, v'itemir Rav Yizchel amuktem apasik zeh, koidom lebracha. So if you're just keeping score, so rimoin is number 5. And Tamarim is number 7. So Rimon comes before Tamarim. So he asked him, why are you making a bracha on the Tamarim? Shouldn't he be making a bracha on the Rimonim as better? Amalei, so he told him, it's true, Rimon is mentioned first. But the Torah mentions the word Eretz twice. Eretz, Chit V'Sa'ira, V'Gavin Atein of a Rimon. And then it says again, Eretz, Zeh Shemin Udvash. So he told him, Zeh Sheni L'Eretz, V'Zeh Chamishi L'Eretz. It's not Muktim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But it's which one is closer to Eretz. And being that Dvash is the second one to the second Eretz, and Rimon is the fifth to the first Eretz, that's the one that comes first. Amalei, so the Gemara says, the Rav Chizda heard where Rav Amnuna said, he said, wow, that's so impressive. Man yovla nagri de parzala. Rashi says, I wish I had raglayim shel barzel. I wish I had metal feet, the like this, I'd be able to run after you and chase you and listen to all your drushes. I'd be mishamish you because you have so much toichin. This is an unbelievable chiddush. Either way, exhale. So just a few random ha'aris as it relates to what we just learned regarding Shivas Aminim and just some of these ideas of that we just learned this morning. Number one. So it's Mavur in the Gemara as it relates to the Shivas Aminim, that whichever one of the Minim is mentioned first in the Pasuk, whichever is mentioned first in the Pasuk, has a Kedima in Halacha. So it says first Chita, then Sa'ira, then Gefen, then Teina, then Rimoin. So there's a Sefer. Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash, Kol HaMuktim BePasuk, says the Gemara, is Muktim LeBracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on this Gemara right here, says, Ayin Turei Even, Mesechtes Chagigo, Daf Yudbeis. So again, we always say, Rabbi Kiveger says, Ayin, it's a good idea to be Ma'ayin. So if you take a look at the Turei Even, the Shagas Aryeh, in Mesechtes Chagigo, Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis, he asks Akasha. The Gemara over there is discussing Bereishis Boralekin, Es HaShomayim Ve'es HaAretz. And the Gemara says, why did it say Ve'es HaAretz? Why couldn't it just say Bereishis Boralekin Es HaShomayim Ve'es? What's Ve'es HaAretz? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Lahaktim Shomayim Ve'aretz. Zok Rashi, the Eloi Ksiv, had it not said Es, Hava Amina, I would have thought Kachas Nivru. Maybe they were both created at the same time. Elos, why does it say Es HaShomayim Ve'aretz? She Ef Shalikri Shnei Shem is Kachas. It's not possible to say two things at once. So, we would have no indication which was created first, because the fact that it says first Shemayim and then Aretz would mean nothing. Lahachik siv es, that's why the Torah said es, lahaktim, so you should know the Seder. In other words, Rashi, the way he's being mefarish the Gemara, is saying that if the Torah says two things, or five things, or 10 things, and it says it in a certain order, it's not an indication of anything. The reason the Torah is writing it in this order is because the Torah has to write it in some order. How are you supposed to write it if it's not in an order? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Achas diber lekim shtayim zu shtayim diber lekim achas zu shamati or faker, right? Achas diber lekim shtayim zu shamati. That's that Davish can do. We don't have an ability to do that. So what do you do? The Torah is writing it. It's writing it in a seder. Obviously, it's going to write it in a seder. So the seder is not indicative of anything. So says Rashi. So that's why the Gemara had to say es hashamayim ve es haaretz, so that I should know that there's a seder. But without the ve'es, there would be no seder. Freik the Shagas Aryeh, freik the Turei Even. Has to do with our Gemara. Our Gemara says kol hamuktim bepasik zeh muktim lebracha. Why? It says chita sa'ira gefen teina rimoy meichatesi. Freik the Shagas Aryeh, because the Torah wrote it in an order. You see, an order doesn't mean anything, because had it said bereishis bara lekim es hashamayim ve haaretz, it would mean nothing. It would mean that, I don't know, there was Shemayim, there was Varetz. Maybe the Shemayim was first, maybe Varetz was first, maybe they were created at the same time. You would have no raya, you'd have no raya to any Seder. It's because it says Ve'es Varetz. Okay, here it doesn't say Ve'es. So, Freit the Shagas Aryeh, what's Pashm Shan in our Gemara? I mean, the Gemara is saying something that the Shagas Aryeh understood has global ramifications. That when the Torah writes something in an order, there's a cheshbon to it. You can learn halachas from the order. That's what the Gemara says. Kala muktim epasik. It's a sign that it's more chashav. It's muktim lebracha. Fake the shagasai. Here's the shum with that Gemara. You have a Gemara mesechtes chagiga daf yud beis. Dr. Shagasai. A very simple teretz. He says v'yesh loymar the shani hasav the la'achas shemone hey minim hifzik ba'aretz. The Torah wrote the word eretz twice. And why did the Torah write the word eretz a second time? But hainu time of the hifzik. It was la'haktim. It was to show that there's some chashivos in this pasuk to a peri that's in closer proximity to the word Eretz. So he said, if that's the case, that's why the Gemara said you make a bracha first on the Tamarim. That was the story with Rav Chizr Rav Amnuna. And then you make a bracha on the Rimoy. So says the Shagasai, you're right, it doesn't say the F, but it says something else. As Eretz. It's the same difference. The point is, there's a word in this pasuk that was Megala. But you're right, without a word, mechatesi, there'd be no makar to say that just because it's mentioned earlier, that in and of itself is a raya, that in itself is a makar, that it's supposed to, that it has any chashivas. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Halevi, for a Moshe Mordechai Halevi Schulzinger, there's so many Marganisa Tavas in the Sefer Mishmar Halevi. It's hard to find the Sfarim, many of them are out of print. But there's a lot of beautiful Marganisa Tavas in the Sefer. So he brings like this, Shamati Migoyen Echot Shlita, Sha'omarli. Said there was a guy in Echon who told me that he once met the Brisker Rav. Said it was Matzoy Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Va'era. And he met the Brisker Rav and he asked him, the Shagasari is Kash. He said, what's Pshat in this Gemara? He says, the Gemara says that, Kol HaMuktim B'Pasuk Zeh, muktim lebracha. So he asked the brisker rav. He says mechatesi. Maybe the Torah wrote it in this order, because the Torah had to write it in an order. So I mean, the Torah had to write it in some order. So who said it's an indication of anything? And his lashon was that the Torah was muchrich to write it somehow. So if the Torah was muchrich to write it somehow, so maybe this is the way the Torah wrote it. So the brisker rav told him bezeh lashon. He told the Rav Schulzinger that he could see that the brisker rav was agitated by his question. He said he didn't like it. He started acting like he didn't like the question, and then he told him bezeh halashon. He has it in Yiddish. In Torah is nishtok kein muz. There's no muz, no punkt in the Torah. Torah had to write it in an order. Okay, so what are you gonna do? This is the order. Nishtok hazach. In Torah is nishtok kein muz. There's no muchrach. There's no muz in Torah. So obviously, if the Torah wrote it this way, then he told him the brisker rav said that if you need a raya, can I bring in a raya from the vachik esetra? Told him, I'll bring you a raya from this week's parsha. This was Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha's Va'era. So what was the raya from Parsha's Va'era? Because the pasuk over there is talking about Moshe and Aharon. It says, Hu Aharon u'Moshe? Zok the Hilge Rashi. Yesh mekoy Moshe makdem Aharon u'Moshe. The yesh mekoy Moshe makdem Moshe l'Aharon. Loimar sheshkulin ke'echad. To teach me that they're shakal. So the brisker rav said that you see from here, that how do you know Moshe and Aharon were shakal? Because sometimes it says Moshe and Aharon, sometimes it says Aharon and Moshe. What would be if it didn't sometimes say Moshe and Aharon, sometimes say Aharon and Moshe? Whoever was mentioned first would be more chashev. So the brisker rav said, you see, chabarayim from the vachik parsha. That was what he told him. He said, from Rashi, this week's parsha, l'maisa, the brisker rav said it, there was a sharfazog, but we have a shagasariyeh. There's a shagasariyeh, it's not so simple, because shagasariyeh felt not that way. Shagasariyeh felt that it's, and he had a raya from a Gemara, Gemara Chagigah, where the Gemara says, Breishis bar lakim es hashmayim v'sa'aretz, without the v'esa'aretz, maybe there is no cheshbon to the Seder. Maybe there is no muchrach, there is no muz. But the point is, this is the Arad, this is that anecdote. Now, as it relates to Eretz, the Torah says, Eretz chita soir gefen tein of arima, and again, just from tafshul to tafshul here. Eretz chita soir gefen tein of arima, and then it says again, Eretz ayashem and udvash. So the Gemara says, why does it say Eretz twice? So there's a cheshbon over here. The cheshbon of Eretz ayashem and udvash is because it's only geya in the muktim, in the proximity to the word Eretz. For Meir Simcha, Alatar, right here in Parshas Va'ekav, in a classic Meshach Chachma, he says that maybe you could say a pshat like this. Why did the Torah single out the latter two of the Shivas Aminim? So you have the first five, and then you have the Zay Shemen Udvash. So he says, he thinks the reason is, because there was something unique about Zay Shemen and Vash. What was unique? About olives and about dates. He says, those two Minim, he thinks, didn't exist in Mitzrayim. Yidden had just left Mitzrayim, they're in the Midbar, they're on the way into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem's telling him about the perish in Ishtabchim and Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I think that those two Minim, they didn't have an Eretz Yisrael. And because they didn't have an Eretz Yisrael, so they're more, they didn't have a Mitzrayim. And because they didn't have a Mitzrayim, so it comes out they're more miyuchid, they're more exclusive to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's Eretz Hashem and Avash. Says Rav Meir Simcha have a raya. You know my raya is? A pasuk of Parshas Chukas. So the context over there is Vatomashon Miriam Vatikomashon. And what happened after Miriam died? There was no water. And now this was going to segue right into the Chet of the Mei Meriva. And because of this, Moshe and Aharon aren't going to merit to go into Eretz Yisrael. So there was no water. They came, they got together, and they went against Moshe and Aharon. And they fought with Moshe. And they tell Moshe, this is the Yidden talking, we would have died together with our brothers in Mitzrayim. What, we had to go into the Midbar, go through all this to die in the Midbar. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? To take us to this horrible place in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they said there's no food. Right? There's no grains. Uteena said there's no figs. Vegefen, and there are no grapes. Verimain, and there's no pomegranates. Umayim English says we don't even have water. Frank the Meir Simcha, this is five of the Shinas Aminim. What happened to the other two? Where did the other two of the Shinas Aminim go? He mentioned Zera, that's Chitu Sa'ira, Utena Gefen Verimoy. What happened to the other two? So basically, you know why they didn't say they didn't have that in Mitzrayim either. The whole point was, Lama Elisunumi Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Over there we were eating. What were we eating? We had five of the Shivas Aminim. We didn't have the other stuff. Says Rav Meir Simcha, it could be that's pshat, that when Yaakov was handling with Binyamin and Yosef, they didn't know who Yosef was then. He's the Mishal HaMelech in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov, at some point, gives good elderly advice to his sons, and he tells them, I have an idea. I think you should send a gift. Next time you go to the king of Egypt, send him a gift. This is Yaakov Avinu. This is what you should take. Take me Zimras, Ha'aretz b'kleichem. So he's going from Eretz Yisrael. V'hoiridu le'ish mincha. Bring him a mincha, bring him a matana. What should you take? Ma'at sari, some spices, ma'at devash. You should take devash, nechois v'loy batnim u'shkedim. But the point is, what are the things that he took? What are batnim? Rashi says pistachios balaz. But regardless, but what are the things he told him was devash? So why did he take devash? He says, but he didn't have honey over there. Spices, all these things they didn't have. That's why he sent him devash. Because devash is a chalom devash tomorrow. They didn't have Vash Tvarim in Mitzrayim. Either way, that's Ramei Simcha. He says that this is the Pshat over here. Incidentally, you talk about the Shivas Aminim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, so you have Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira. Chit and Sa'ira, grains. These are Bairu Minim Mizoinis. There are three other grains, right? You have wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. What happened to the other three grains? Are they not included in the Shivas Aminim? Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira. So we mentioned two out of the five. What about the other three? So I saw Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this: Eretz Chita Sair. It's right here. Lefiche ha'aretz mechuvenes keneged ha'asiris. You find the number 10, Asiri Kodesh, 10 and Eretz Yisrael somehow come together. Lokach nishtabcha ba'asar dvarim. That's why you have the 10 minim she nishtabcha in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, what do you mean? Count. It's only 7. Ki ha'tfuah chamisha minim. You have 5 tfuah. The Torah just mentioned 2 out of 5, which are the Iker. Those are the other 3. And then you have Geffen, Tainer, Riemann, Zayas, and Dvash. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not the Shivas Aminim, it's really the 10 Minim. That's the rest of the story. It's not really 7, it's 10, and it's related to this idea, Lefisha Ha'aretz Mechuvenes Kenegado Asiris. So I'm not really sure where to stop, but we'll end with 2 short Ha'aretz. And that is the Gemara said, that all the foods, the perish and the shtabchem, and Eretz Yisrael, they're all related to Shiurim. The Chasam Sofer in a few tshuvas talks about this, and he asks 2 very, very big kashas. One kasha that we'll mention one, and that is, Chazal say that when the Meraglin entered Eretz Yisrael, they saw the Peiros, and the Peiros were unusually large. He said that they came back, and they were very scared. They said, Kishem Peiros, Seh, Meshunois. Right? They thought everything was going to be very, very scary. In fact, the Gemara says in different places that the Peiros were, the Chitim, were like Kloyois, the Adashim, the lentils were like Dinrei Zob. But it's a Gemara in a bunch of places. That the Peiros and the Shtabchim and Eretz Yisrael, they were very, very big. So the Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand. These are the Shiurim. He said, let's talk about a kazayas. What's a kazayas? So a kazayas, the technical halachic definition of a kazayas, it's a half an egg. It's a half of its machlokes, the Rambam, and a third of an egg, a half egg, you go to chumra, it's a third of an egg. But it's meaning 3 zeisim to the beitza, or 2 zeisim to the beitza. It's very, very small, right? That's what it is. That's what the shir kazayas is. Now it's based off of the shivas aminim, one of which was the zayas, which the Gemara said isn't just something that represents shir. Rove of the shiurei atayra that we have are represented by the zayas. The problem is when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, that Zayas was like a watermelon. It was a big Zayas. That's not the sheer Zayas. So Freitag Sam Soif, he says, it always bothered him, this Kasha. He says, it always bothered me. He brings it in Tshuva Kuf Mem Aleph, and he brings it in Tshuva Kuf Pei Aleph. These are Tshuvas where he talks about Shiur. But the point is, he asks over that this is his grace of Kasha. He doesn't understand. He says that he went to Eretz Yisrael, and now it's the first Seder, and they're going to sit down, and they have to eat matzah, and they have to eat 2 kezesim, beat this kezesim up. He said, is that the kezesim? Of course it's not the kezayas. But I thought the whole idea of Paris Eretz Yisrael is it should be like kezayas. Elamai, you're going to have to go buy a zayas from Chutz Laretz, you're going to have to import them from Morocco, and that's what you're going to have? It doesn't make any sense. So what's going on over here? What's Pashup Shat? Right, so how does this work out? Says the Chasam Sofer, there's only one answer. There's only one answer. You have to say that the Shear is kezayas. If the zeisim are bigger at that time, then the shear is going to be bigger. If the zeisim are smaller, then the shear is going to have to be smaller as well. Chazal, or this is really midiraisa, there's a certain oimek in that relative to the time and the place and the physical stature of people and whatever is going on at that time in the world, desire somehow makes sense as being the minimum shir achila. And that's always the way it plays out. So when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, desire was big, probably people were bigger and they were stronger, whatever. It's always relative. But that's the rule of thumb. The rule of the olive is that it's always desire. And desire is always the minimum shir achila. And if the zeisim are bigger, probably people need a bigger share. And if the zeisim are smaller, then probably people don't need such a big share. Why is the Chasam Sofer talk about this in Tshuvas? This sounds like something he should say in his drashas or in his Torah Moshe. This is prime real estate. Two tshuvas in Eir Chaim. 208 tshuvas in Eir Chaim. It's in two of them. Why is it there? Why is it there? Because the Chassam Sofer used this kasha to go kineged the Neid Behuda's famous chiddush. Neid Behuda has a famous chiddush. It's in the Tzlach and Psochim. It was Marish Olam. It's a lot of the chumras and the briska chumras and the chazanish chumras today in Shiurim. They all start. The starting point is the Neid Behuda. When the Neid Behuda said that he did an experiment when he came to Prague and he realized that the Zaysim and the Beitzim and everything is a much smaller today than they once were. So if Chazal said once upon a time that there were two Zaysim to a Beitzah, that was the older Beitzim that were bigger. But the Beitzim today are smaller. And because they're smaller, the ratio today is not one, it's not two Zaysim to one Beitzah, but it's one Zayis to one Beitzah. Which means you have to double the share. The point is you have to double the share. So today it's not a half a Beitzah, it's a full Beitzah. Right, if that makes sense. But the Rebbe Yehuda said that because niskatnu hakizesim and niskatnu habeitzim, the shiurim are lesser, and the chassam soifer, the steers and tshuva is the chassam soifer. If the chassam soifer was maskim to the Rebbe Yehuda, or if he wasn't, there's a tshuva where he's very maskim to it, and there's another tshuva where he says chodesh osam and atayra. You're making up new shiurim. This was always the shear. You can't change the shear. But the chassam soifer, forget all the lumdus. He had a raya from just the poshib shat, because it says that the Perish and the Shtab Chim and Eretz Yisrael, these were used for Shiurim, these were huge Perish. Elamai, they still counted as the Shir. Either one usually large. You have to say that's the way it works. It's always the Zayas. Whatever the prevailing Zayas in that era is, that's what the Shir is going to be. Then it was much bigger, so the Shir was bigger. Today it's smaller, it's all Zayin, it's smaller. Who cares? At the end of the day, it's always what the Zayas is going to be, and he used this Kasha, which sounds like Drush, to go Kinege, the famous Chumrah of the Neid Yehuda.